Chapter 4. The Deep. Transparent darkness covered Gorley's entire body from head to toe. His mind raced. His flailing was futile. He couldn't move.
What is this blackness?
Above him, Kryzak showed a triumphant sneer. That man hated Nath Dragon. Gorley wondered why.
I should have escaped. I should have escaped.
Coldness covered him like damp snow. He couldn't feel his breath. But it wasn't lost either. The only thing he could feel was his heart racing inside his chest. Thump, thump, thump. The murky blackness began to move. Kryzak's form swirled out of sight. As if he were in a drain, Gorley swirled downward faster and faster. Black waves rushed by his ears.
Madness! Pure madness!
His belly churned. His toes and fingers tingled at the tips as he spun in the vortex.
No!
It went on, spinning and spinning. Minutes, maybe hours.
Oh, please stop!
The spinning slowed. The darkness lifted. His body came to a stop.
Sultans of Sulphur, thank you.
On hands and knees, he felt the cold ground beneath him. Holding his stomach, he struggled to rise. But the room was still spinning. He collapsed on the floor, spinning and spinning. Gradually, it came to a stop. He pushed himself up into sitting position and rubbed his neck. He tilted his head upward. A tiny round light shone impossibly high above him. The entrance.
Gads!
His voice echoed off the rocks that formed the inner ring of the deep. A blackness hovered above. It moved like a cloud. Bright spots in it stared down on him like eyes. A chill crept down Gorley's spine.
Not again.
The blackness drifted down until it stood above him in a man's shadowy form. A smoky arm lifted from its ethereal body and pointed down a great hall. Gorley's eyes were glued to it.
A phantom!
There were legends about the phantoms of Nalzambor, a race in their own right. Mystical. Powerful. Keepers and guardians of many things. Gorley swallowed and shook his head, summoned his courage.
Are you the Warden of the Deep?
It didn't speak so much as it breathed a cold and eerie,
yes.
The illness in his stomach returned.
Oh, this is horrible.
He glanced upward again. The deep appeared to be as far below ground as the great tower of Narnum was above.
Dwarfs must have done this, but I have no Brenwar.
The phantom raised its ghostly arm again.
Go or die.
Gorley turned and faced the hallway. There were green torches. Magic, he surmised, running as far as he could see.
You know, Celine will be very upset if you lose me,
he said, chains rattling on his ankles as he stepped forward.
And I can only assume you are the only way in or out of here. So don't...
A blood-curdling cry echoed down the hall. Gorley stopped, looked, and listened. He noticed one thing. The phantom was gone. He had never felt so alone in his life.